Steve, congratulations. All about the result, I guess, today, and a vital 3 points for you and the club.
Yeah, very much so. I think we come back from Brighton, players and staff. And one thing that we, players and staff here, pride themselves under my leadership is that we have a fantastic spirit. And so we didn't come out of Brighton and come back and looking for apportionment or blame. We have to look in the staff, and as the head coach has to look in, the players have to look in. And then we spoke about the build-up to this game and where it would take, because we actually think this is a Bolton Wanderers side full of good players and a good coach. So we knew it would be tough, but we spoke about how important the 3 points was, as opposed to how important it was that individually somebody played well. And I'm really proud of my players, really proud of my staff, and it's been a tough week. But we've had to come here with the most amount of pressure I've experienced at Elland Road in the lead-up to the game, and we've dealt with it.
Given what happened outside, I'm not going to go into that now, but the fans in the ground were behind you right from the first whistle. That must please you as well.
Yeah, I think to see over 21,000 supporters, largely Leeds United, blue blood inside them, to turn up. And I think more importantly, it was the support levels they gave us. I think the last 4 or 5 minutes, they got, like everyone in the ground, a little bit nervous. I didn't think we were ever going to concede, because I thought people were defending properly. And so from that point of view, the ones that did turn up today, we were very grateful to them. We possibly didn't deserve their support, especially the ones that went all the way down to the South Coast, and people had to endure it on the television. But, you know, we were really hurting as players and staff, and a bit of togetherness came together and we managed to get a good win.
Goals have been a problem, but 2 fine goals from Antonucci today. What did you make of those?
Well, the first one's obviously a set play, and it's, you know, players spend a lot of hours, or a lot of minutes, laborious on the training ground. And it doesn't matter if you're at Thorpe Arch or at the best training grounds in the world. It's cold, it's wet, it's raining, it's snowing. And then we worked on that with Coops, and Merkel got around the back, and when the first part of it walks and then he volleys it in, you take great satisfaction as players. They're the people that carried it out. And then his second goal, we're thinking, why is he no rolled the carrier in when it comes back? I'm very fortunate, like a number of supporters today, to be right behind it. And the minute I left his foot, I knew it was going in.
Your team worked hard today, didn't they? The scruffy stuff they did well. That's a Dakara really held the ball up nicely for you.
Yeah, I don't think we had a player that didn't go out there. We had really steely determination. And there was, you know, 7 players on the bench with a real steely determination to get onto the pitch. And 1 or 2 now sitting in the stands that weren't picked for today. We had things that we had to deal with during the course of the game. Young Louis Coyle with it coming off early. I thought he was having an outstanding game. I think he's obviously clearly now taken to playing at Elland Road and playing for this great football club. And then I think you have Liam, who makes that goal-bound clearance right before half-time and just felt his hamstring tighten up, which can happen. So we'll see where they go tomorrow. But so we've had to make those changes, which means late in the game, Bolton can, you know, under Neil can bring 3 offensive players on who have more energy to give, like we did with Stewart. But it would have been nicer if we could have brought the likes of Murphy or Adeyemi or whoever I'm going to name, Alex Smith, onto the pitch. There was plans at certain times ahead to introduce people, but when you get knocks as early as we got in strains, and we had to deal with that as well.
What's the diagnosis with Louis in particular? Leaving on the stretcher is never nice.
No, it's never nice. Listen, I think he just felt the weight of Jay Spearing and 14 ton behind it. I think Jay Spearing's a very competitive player, and not for 1 second is there anything untoward in that challenge. It just shows you what it meant to Neil and his players, because it showed you he had them fired up. But he's sore on it, but it'll be 24, certainly 48 hours before we really know whether he can shape that off and be ready. And Coop's just, then Cooper, before you asked me, he's just tightened his hamstring up. And, you know, in this weather, in this stage of the season, when someone does that, then you very much like Chris Wood, you have to take him out.
Solomon Dakar at the end went off minus his boot. Did he get a knock as well on his ankle?
Yeah, I think he got a kick right late on. But we'll see how the big filler is. He has a habit of being able to come through those. So it was a bit of an injury ward when we got inside. But, you know, if you're in that dressing room, you know, whether you're at Thorpe Arch in the week and you're seeing a really steely determination with the players and staff, you know, the one thing we pride ourselves on this year is that we have a fantastic team spirit, and that was demonstrated with the performance today.
Was this the biggest game in your tenure at Leeds United?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's when you come through something like Monday night, I think your initial thing is to hurt, and it's the worst day of your life, and then you move on to looking in and what can we change it and how can we change it, and we need to win a football match. We know we've been in a run of games. Not to win is not acceptable. We know a lot of them have been draws, and we've lacked that quality in both ends of the pitch to get over the line in those games. But it was important today that our players could go out and show steely determination and real togetherness and get 3 points on a big Saturday.
Given the results elsewhere, this is a massive 3 points, isn't it?
The other results, though, I'm delighted that Rotherham United has won, of course, in the derby. But I have no interest in any result elsewhere. We're good enough to take care of ourselves, and we will take care of ourselves, because when you sit in Leeds United, you realise very much, that nobody's going to give you nothing. So you have to earn everything you're going to get. Some clubs get help, we get no help.
It's been a tough week for you as well, Steve. What's it been like being Steve Evans this week?
That's been tough. I think if it's your life, I'm very fortunate I have a family who allowed me to make it my life. And I think it's when it's your life, you know, it's been pretty tough. But you know, in football, you know, I was speaking to one player at a training ground yesterday morning who made a little comment to me, and I thought, as I walked away, that's me. When they said, you don't remember your great games, you don't remember the Wembley wins, you don't remember the promotions you win, you remember nights like Monday. And that gives you that determination to come through it and be successful. I'm at a wonderful football club. I work with wonderful people, and we have wonderful supporters. And if I'm going to promise what I'm going to deliver, then I need to show before the end of the season and demonstrate. And the dressing room needs to demonstrate individually as well that we're going to be part of something special next year.
What is your aim now for the rest of this season?
Nothing has changed. I said we could reach 10th position. Listen, there's people now looking for a straight jacket in the room when I say 10th position, but that's our aim. We're certainly capable. The players are capable. And what sometimes gets forgotten in all this run of games when you're not winning is just how talented some of the boys are. We've got some real talent in our dressing room. And, you know, they've now got a wonderful opportunity. We said it's a clean slate from after Brighton, so let you go and demonstrate that you should be at Leeds United next season when they're trying to have the most wonderful season of all seasons. And a lot of them did that today.
Have your players told you a little bit more about themselves this week?
And myself. They've told me a bit about myself as well. So it's always good. I think if there's criticism and it's constructive, it's a good thing. I think people have an impression of what we like when we're away from the side, me and my assistant manager, but we can give criticism, but we do it in a positive way. And we do it in a learning way. So as I started this interview, I'd be saying, if you look in first, and me as the head coach and the staff looking in, could we do any more? And when the answer is, could we do something more? Could we do something different? And that's the same to the players. So we all have a big challenge, but it's been a tough week, and which is going to finish very nice because I can have a glass of red wine tonight and break every rule of my diet.
I know you said when you came in it was a massive club, big job. Has it made you realise just how big even more this week?
Oh, 100%. I've never seen a reaction to a defeat like that ever. And I had to take the advice of two good managers in the Premier League who said, get away from the press, get away from the media, because you might be doing something silly. It's just, you know, just keep your focus, keep your attention to detail, get your togetherness in there, and support your colleagues and your team, and they'll give it back to you. They've answered it today, the players.
Honest question: did you at any point worry about losing your job after what happened on Monday?
No, never. Listen, I don't go to bed worrying about losing my job. I go to bed worrying about failing.
And has this made you even more determined to succeed?
Well, I think I didn't arrive at Elland Road as the head coach in a nice straight path and get handed it because I'd played in the Premier League. As I said to Neil Lennon in a little joke before the game, you've played at a top level and I've played at a worst level. So everything I've had to fight for, I'm not going to give the opportunity up to be here, and neither is any one of those players in that dressing room. That's the message I got from each and every one of them in a team meeting we had on Thursday. And it's wonderful when you see that from players, because not all the players at every club has that. We have that, bundles of spirit, because they realise walking out the gates at Elland Road or Thorpe Arch, unless you're going for lots of money, you're not going anywhere better.